This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 175. Can a comic collector of 20 plus years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
Wrapping up DC's New 52, No Topo for You, A Real American Hero, Justice League, Now in Dark, The Daily Planet Takes a Tumble, More Strippers, and the rest. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, October 2nd, 2011. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts, and blogs. And you can subscribe via iTunes, where please leave us a review.
And you can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. We're in the home stretch now.
Yay! Next month there'll be fewer comics to read.
Yes. But we're going to start with Aquaman number one by Johns and Reese. The current status is first issue only. I have to say I was pleasantly surprised.
So why did you get only the first issue? Because the prior Aquaman stories have just been so lame?
Yes. The public really slams him in this title. A few quotes. Well, we're not in the ocean. I don't see any fish around. You need a glass of water or something? You can't get the fish and chips. How does it feel to be nobody's favorite superhero?
Poor Aquaman.
Very snarky, almost.
Yeah.
throughout all this. We see that Aquaman doesn't want to bother with Atlantis anymore. Thank goodness. Because to me, that's one of the things that really tied things down in the previous titles. He doesn't really need that piece of the continuity.
But I guess what confused me was whether this was in the previous continuity or not. Do you know what I mean? Some of them, they've had such a complete restart or a change, and some of them they haven't. So you really don't know what he's saying when he's saying he doesn't need Atlantis, at least in my opinion.
Right. Of course, Aquaman's been rebooted so many times. This probably would fit with one of the many different continuities out there.
Okay.
They set up the next big bad, this Creatures from the Trench. I have to say that Johns is really firing on all cylinders here, and I think he might be the one who can legitimize the character of Aquaman.
Sort of reclaim him from the jokey kind of
Super Friends thing.
Yeah.
So we're moving this one to subscribe.
Okay. I can live with that.
Batman Dark Knight number one by Finch and Jenkins. Current status is subscribed. And like all the other Bat titles, there was no need to reset this to number one.
Okay, I have a question about the Bat titles, specifically the Batman titles, because there's a number of those.
Right.
Are they supposed to all be in the same timeline and everything, or do we know that?
We don't know that, but I believe that's the case. This has been the problem ever since they decided to do a bunch of Bat titles all together going back into the 90s, is that how does all this fit together? And it really never does very well. The only time it ever fits together is when they consciously decide, okay, we're going to do a crossover among the titles, and then everything's numbered and everything makes sense. Otherwise, you just have to kind of go along for the ride and say, okay, all these things are happening pretty much at the same time, which in many cases never makes sense.
Well, I guess the reason that it doesn't make sense is you might have another non-Bat title, for example, referring to something that's going on in one of the Bat titles.
Right.
And it's just really hard.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem with both DC and Marvel, where they take one character who's popular and go, okay, we're just going to crank out different titles for this character because they sell. But from a continuity standpoint, it rarely makes sense.
And if you read all of them, it's hard to make them make sense in your mind at all. It makes me want to only read one of them.
Right. And you come to the next issue and go, okay, now what was going on in this one versus what was going on?
Exactly.
Someone mentioned on the forums that in 1 month, there were two breakouts, major breakouts from Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. DC really needs to differentiate their Bat titles more. Maybe like they did with Legends of the Dark Knight, where it was, okay, these are prior stories that happened earlier in the continuity. Take one of the titles at least and do that.
Right.
We see a character in Arkham Asylum who's this girl in bunny ears, and I don't know who she's supposed to be. The only person I could think of was Dumb Bunny from the Inferior Five, but it makes no sense for her to be there. Oh, don't shoot her. Like, okay.
Well, maybe what? She'll be important later.
Yeah, I don't know. We will stay subscribed to this one, though. Blackhawks number one by Costa and Nolan. Current status is first issue only.
And we got the first issue because I wanted it because I liked Lady Blackhawk.
Right.
That's what I'm going to say right now.
Okay. And all I can say is, go Joe! Oh, sorry. I thought we were reading G.I. Joe comics.
Yeah.
This is a very generic title. The characters are very generic. There's no real references to the original characters. I'm sure what you're saying here is, where's Lady Blackhawk?
Yeah.
Where are these
people? Why am I reading this?
Yeah. They could have renamed this to something else and not wasted the name of Blackhawks. Other than the logo of the Blackhawks, that's the only indication of anything in previous continuities. It's just so generic. I was very disappointed in this. So we are dropping this one.
Yes, thank you.
The Flash, number one by Manipul and Buccelletto. The current status is subscribed. So Barry is single now, and he's dating Patty Spivot. And Iris is still around, but they're just friends.
Well, apparently they're more like reporter and source almost.
Yeah, yeah, more than anything else.
Maybe
yeah.
Iris is using him for just info.
Get the information. But apart from that, very little has changed, which is surprising considering that this all came out supposedly of Flashpoint. But very little else has changed.
Well, you say little has changed, but if he's not with Iris, that means there's no Wally West, there's
right.
no Impulse, there's no...
True, but in terms of this character himself, I don't know, I was expecting a little more change after all this stuff that happened.
Yeah.
Barry's ring now sends out pieces of his costume and they form around him and somehow they're fused with the Speed Force.
That doesn't really make much sense to me.
No. They made a big fuss about this back at Comic-Con. It was like, ooh, this is a completely different thing that they're doing. And it's like, okay, what's the difference between that and just...
How do the pieces know where to go?
Right. To me, it's more like the original idea was the costume was compressed inside the ring, and upon contact with the air, it expanded, and he just put it on. And then they decided back in late 90s, I believe, that, oh, it's actually not an actual costume. It's a manifestation of the Speed Force, which makes more sense than pieces of the costume come out and they get fused together.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
I have to say that Manipul is really pulling out of the stops on this artwork. It's very impressive. And this is a situation where Manipul is both doing the artwork and he's doing the story.
Oh.
Yeah. And so this is really the first time that I know of, in terms of major titles, that Manipul has been allowed to do the storyline as well. And I thought it was a pretty decent storyline. So we're staying subscribed to that one. Fury of Firestorm by Van Sciver, Simone, and Sinar. Current status is first issue only. I was really hoping for more here, especially with Gail Simone being involved. They're rewriting the origin again. There's this mysterious Firestorm protocol, and now Jason was the original Firestorm, and then he turns Ronnie Raymond into another Firestorm.
So was he a Firestorm already? I thought maybe he just had this mysterious canister that the guy told him to open if things went bad or something.
Well, he certainly seems fairly well self-assured if this is the first time he's ever been Firestorm. he seems to understand what's going on. I don't know how he would understand if it was going on if he wasn't already Firestorm before. So they can merge into something called Fury. Again, wasn't very impressed with this. I'm only debating about this title because of Gail Simone. Other than if it hadn't been for her, I would be immediately saying drop.
Yeah.
Gail didn't make it happen on this one. I don't know if it's because she's co-plotting with Van Sciver on this one. I'm not really sure, but it just didn't work.
Didn't work too well for me either.
So we're going to drop that one. Sorry, Gail. Green Lantern New Guardians number 1 by Bedard and Kirkham. Current status is first issue only. We get a recap of Kyle's origin, who that frankly I think will confuse new readers.
Well, it was a little confusing to me. I didn't get if it was a recap and a going over or if they were like starting Kyle over from the beginning.
It seemed to me like it was a recap, but it was so brief a recap, you almost had to know the original origin. Which kind of defeats the purpose of doing a recap. You almost had to know, oh, well, this is the end of the Emerald Twilight, and this is when the big battle occurred on Oa, and the power battery was destroyed, and Ganthet was the only Green Lantern, and he comes to Earth.
Well, if I was reading
new
this
readers
one,
would have no clue.
I would say, oh, well, all the Guardians are dead now.
Exactly. Because it doesn't say, like, previously or earlier or 5 years ago, nothing like that.
Oh, here it says the present day, but maybe they left off the label for
I think they may have, and I think that really is going to confuse people. So the Crayola Lantern Rings are abandoning their owners, and they're coming to Earth to find Kyle for some reason, and the partners of the Crayola Lanterns are coming looking for the rings and Kyle, and that includes Fatality, who is now a Star Sapphire, who I think was already a Star Sapphire. Again, character from the 90s and the early 2000s that new readers wouldn't have no idea who this was. We're going to continue for now on this simply because it's a little intriguing to me, but again, not something you want to hand to a new reader and then they're going to understand what's going on.
Right. Now I'm looking at the scene before Kyle gets the ring where he's sitting around the restaurant with his friends.
Yeah.
And it says, it's got that little green caption, New York City, Space Vector 2814. I bet they just left off the little green line that said 5 years ago or something.
I suspect that's what happened. Justice League Dark number 1 by Milligan and Janin. The current status is subscribed. This, to me, was the best title of the week. The team for Justice League Dark is Madame Xanadu, Shade the Changing Man, who's a character that was invented like in the 70s at DC, ended up going over to Vertigo and had a fairly long run over in Vertigo. Deadman, Zatanna, John Constantine, also from Vertigo, and Enchantress, who may or may not be a member or may just be a foe. We're not sure yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question. Wasn't Shade a much older person in the other comics?
I think he was. I think they de-aged him for this.
Okay.
And John Constantine, as I mentioned, also came from Vertigo. What I'm not sure of, and I was going to look up and I didn't remember to do, if Hellblazer is still coming out as a title.
From Vertigo.
Yeah. I don't know if that still is, and I have to assume it isn't because they've essentially plucked him out of the Vertigo titles and brought him back. It's very confusing on that. So Justice League, and I'm going to call them Justice League Regular, since they don't have Justice League America anymore.
And you can't really say Justice League Light either.
Yeah, Justice League Light. Monitors a disturbance. So Superman, Cyborg, and Wonder Woman investigate the disturbance, and they're quickly defeated by magical forces. And Zatanna, who's apparently at that point with Justice League Regular, goes to save them, and Batman tries to stop her, and she stops him with some magic. And as you noted, there are more JLR members in this issue than Justice League number 1.
Yes, you get to meet more members than you did in the first Justice League, which would be fine if the second Justice League was already out,
right.
You know?
Yeah. So we're staying subscribed to this one, certainly. because it sounds really interesting what they're trying to do here.
I'm letting you know that Hellblazer is still coming out, at least as of October.
Okay, so how does that happen while he's over in Justice League Dark?
I don't know.
Is it two different John Constantines now? Have they split the continuity between the two?
Earth 1, Earth 2.
And Earth Vertigo.
Earth Vertigo.
Savage Hawkman by Daniel and Tan. Current status is first issue only. So Carter Hall tries to bury Hawkman via the wings, just going to bury him out in the forest somewhere. And the wings burst into flame and consume him.
Well, didn't he, like, shoot them, too,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, what kind of sense does that make?
No, it doesn't mean... If I shoot these things, that'll stop it.
Yeah.
So he wakes up somehow healed back in his apartment. We note that there's apparently no Hawk Girl for now.
Well, again, and this is part of the, oh, is it part of the old continuity or not? Because Hawk Girl, they had their connection severed, right?
Right.
So who knows?
Who knows? So the big bad attacks, and the nth metal ends up coming out of his skin. So it just kind of forms around him. The plot really didn't interest me all that much. The artwork was okay, but not great. Personally, I'm saying we drop.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Superman number 1 by Perez and Marino, but not for long, because we've learned that Perez is out after issue 6, and Giffen and Jurgens are going to take over with number 7, which makes me think, should we even bother caring about this storyline, because it'll probably change again with issue 7, not the continuity necessarily, but certainly the storyline.
Well, and with Giffen writing, yay!
Yay. Current status is subscribed. So we see the Daily Planet building destroyed demolished.
Not, yeah, demolished. Destroyed implies
right.
Inadvertent.
Exactly. And it's replaced with this new larger complex. And GBS buys out the Daily Planet. Now, this is going back to the Silver Age, back in the 70s, when DC Comics was bought by Warner Communications, who is now Time Warner. They made a commentary of it in the Superman titles by having the Daily Planet bought by Galaxy Broadcasting Systems, GBS. And so this is all a Silver Age callback here. Clark is against the whole thing. And there's also references kind of to the Murdoch scandal.
Yeah, Murdoch-like scandal.
Right. And we already know that he and Lois are not together in the reboot. But we learn that Lois is now the executive producer of GBS News and was at one point a GBS anchor.
And they wanted Clark to be the new anchor.
Right.
But apparently he doesn't want to because he's afraid people will recognize him.
Yes. Which, frankly, makes more sense than it did in the Silver Age, because he was, in fact, the anchor of the GBS News back in the 70s.
Yes.
Which was interesting because back then, depending on what they needed for the story, he was either a local news anchor or he was a network news anchor.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of went back and forth. They're also changing GBS's name to PGN, the Planet Global Network. So let's get to the actual story. So Superman's fighting terrorists and some weird fire monster that comes out of the Metrodome. So he takes the fire monster out using the old planet globe, just throws it at him as a way to distract him. And then in the end, Clark stops by Lois's apartment and we meet Lois's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so Clark is all depressed.
Well, tough luck.
I still don't like the new costume. They still haven't explained. They said they were going to explain what the deal was and why Superman needs armor. We don't really get that.
Well, isn't that in action that they're going to explain?
Yeah, they better get to it. So stay and subscribe to this one. Teen Titans number 1 by Lobdell and Booth. Current status is subscribed. And so they're rebooting most of the characters except for Red Robin, thanks to Grant Morrison, I'm sure, because he said you can't really touch any of the Bat characters, but everybody else gets rebooted. So Tim is bringing together Wonder Girl.
Who's sort of a bad girl kind of thing
right.
now. She doesn't want to be called Wonder Girl.
No. Kid Flash, we have no idea if there's any connection to Barry.
Right.
And whether he's Wally, we have no clue. And others are coming soon. It looks like some version of Raven. It also looks like some version of Bumblebee if you look at the front cover. Back in the background.
Oh, okay.
There's these goofy new costumes, especially the one for Red Robin.
Yeah, that's more almost Nightwing-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Superboy, we know, is the bad guy right now.
Now, see, I thought they were going to try to plant Superboy in the Titans. Is that...
Well, I think that's what's going to happen.
Is he going to be a bad guy, or are they going to talk him around into being a...
I think he's going to start as an agent, and then he's going to change sides and be a good guy. That's my guess.
So we know the story. We don't have to get the book and read it. No, I'm kidding.
I'm continuing this for now only because we're also continuing with the Superboy title.
Yeah.
So I think you almost have to buy one if you're going to buy the other. Voodoo number one by Mark and Basri. So the current status is first issue only. And welcome back to the misogynistic DCU from last week.
Yeah.
The first issue is all about strippers.
All of them have a heart of gold. They only strip because they need the money to raise their kids or go to college.
Exactly. None of them have a drug issue or...
They all enjoy it, you know?
And none of them are actually prostitutes. No. So one turns out to be this shape-shifting alien. There's a little interest in this title outside of maybe prurient ones.
Yeah, I don't know why we even read this.
Yeah.
It wasn't my fault.
No, so...
Not at all. No.
So we're dropping that one. We did not pick up All-Star Western. No real interest I have in the genre. And we didn't pick up iVampire, because I think the media has pretty much vampired out everything. We don't need any more vampire stuff. Thank you very much.
To me, vampires would belong in Vertigo anyway.
Exactly.
So.
All right. So now let's check the final scoreboard after we've reviewed all the 52. We are at 34 of 52 titles now subscribed. We started with 26 when we went into this. So we added 8 titles.
So we actually, though, read how many of the 52?
We read...
Like 43. So...
And we're dropping 9 titles that we tried.
Okay.
And as I said, we are skipping 9 titles entirely.
And we're probably on the fence about...
A couple of them.
At least
a couple of them. Of course, the big question will be how the second issues do in terms of the numbers. They said, oh, all the number ones are having second printings. Well, yeah, because you guys control that.
Yeah, maybe because you didn't print enough.
That really doesn't mean anything to me that, ooh, we went into a second printing.
Or a third.
Or a third, or a fourth, or a fifth, or whatever you do. All right. When we get out of here, it's time to play America's fastest growing new game show.
Guess who's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly? Are you ready, Mark?
I am ready.
Okay, don't look over here.
I'm not looking.
All right. Go.
TV related?
No.
Movie related?
Yes.
Is it one person on the cover?
No.
Two?
No.
Three?
No.
Several?
Well, more than three would
more
be
than three.
Several.
Four?
More.
Five?
More.
Six?
Yes, six people.
Six people on the cover. Is it the cast of a movie?
Yes.
Is a movie that has already come out?
No.
A movie that's coming out this fall?
No.
A movie coming out next year?
Yes.
Is it genre related?
Yes.
Is it superhero related?
Yes.
Next year, superhero movie, group. Well, it almost has to be Avengers.
It is indeed the Avengers. Can you name a couple of the people in the Avengers?
Chris Evans?
Yes, Chris Evans as Captain America.
Why am I blanking on Iron Man?
Okay, I'll give you Iron Man.
Well, characters are Iron Man and Black Widow and Captain America and Thor and...
I don't know who the other two are anyways.
And the rest.
But there's only one woman.
Yeah. And I believe pretty much for most of the Avengers run, I'm sure somebody will call me on this, but there were not a lot of women in the Avengers.
Well, I have to say that there have been several more articles lately about how Marvel isn't really doing their part, providing women characters to
right.
be.
Right.
So I guess it's up to the independents to do that. So we'll say thank you, Terry Moore.
Okay, so go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, including Mindy's Comic A Day blog. You can subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
And next week, we'll get into some more independent comics since we've been doing nothing but DC for 4 weeks.
Yeah, Buffy. Buffy.
That's right.
All right.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.